This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. The push for year-round E15 has gained new urgency as the ethanol industry looks to lock in stability after months of political uncertainty. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the past year has brought real progress on higher blends, but the work is far from finished. She says the focus is now securing a permanent fix that gives consumers consistent access, gives retailers clear rules, and gives corn producers a dependable market. We'll hear from her right after this.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
The ethanol industry entered this year with a long list of questions, but Score says the past several months have brought real clarity and important steps forward for higher blends. She says that even with all the political churn in Washington, the industry is in a much stronger place than it was just a year ago.
You know, we're actually in a really good place. I mean, this has been we'll start with this administration. Mm-hmm. And so this administration, from a day one executive order on higher blends E15 to a very strong proposal for biofuel blending for 2026 and 2027, the waiver to allow us to sell E15. So, and trade. And I will say there's a lot of churn in trade, but the trade deals negotiated include a lot of upside for ethanol. So we can talk a little bit about that. Where we are right now, what is really top of mind for us is E15, getting a legislative fix that would allow for the year-round sales of E15. We're very close. We have good momentum. We have bipartisan support. The government shutdown slowed things down a little bit, but now we're ramping back up. So my hope is that we find a vehicle moving in January that's going to be a budgetary, you know, piece of legislation, and we can get ourselves attached to that, and then we can be done with this conversation and move on to something else.
Score says that a permanent solution for E15 year-round is still a top priority. While temporary waivers have kept the fuel available, she says the goal is to get lock-in stability and remove guesswork for good. Even with wide support, the fix cannot pass on its own and must be attached to a larger moving bill, and the industry is preparing for that early next year. Farm accounting pressures and consumer savings are giving the issue more urgency. Score says lawmakers are hearing more growers express the same message. They want markets, not aid checks. Creating a stable national market for E15 would help deliver that. She also notes the savings at the pump are a major driver, with E15 often 10 to 30 cents cheaper per gallon, and sometimes even more.
It's two things. There's going to be a bit of a negotiation, and you're reading about that a little bit now. And it just, we have to make it the most top of mind, most urgent thing. And there are two things working in our favor on that front right now. Sadly and frustratingly, the state of the farm economy. Mm-hmm. And so when you have corn growers saying, I want markets, not handouts, E15 is a great U.S. market for a U.S. commodity. That's really important, and getting that chorus out there and making sure that members of Congress understand that. And then the other thing is consumer prices. There's a lot of attention right now to the price of everything, including fuel. And we know if you put E15 in your car, you save 10 to 30 cents a gallon, sometimes up to a dollar. So those two things, those are messages that we're really pressing hard right now, and we're getting some traction.
Another key challenge is education. Score says many consumers still don't realize they can use E15, even though most of today's vehicles qualify. She says there's been progress, but more clarity is needed at the pump so drivers are not confused by the labels or the seasonal availability rules that often raise unnecessary questions. Score says that once E15 is permanently available year-round, retailers will have the confidence to expand, drivers will see consistent savings, and corn demand will grow. We can find out more by looking at our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.